We mentioned on Thursday one of the messages of Noach, the startling question of how did Noach not daven? How did Noach not daven for the generation? Correct? Meaning that we read the Haftorah that said it's called May Noach. And Chazal, or the Zohar, said it's because he didn't daven. We talked about different answers. The answer that we stressed was the Kedusha Salevi that talked about believing yourself, and that he didn't see himself as a tzaddik and just as a regular Joe Shmo. I want to go a step further today, which is, the question is, what's then the result afterwards? So let's say he was on the teva. According to Chazal, he was the waiter par excellence, taking care of all the animals, olam chesed yibaneh, relearning or reteaching what it's about. But come together with me with the mindset of right before they leave, and then what happens afterwards. And I want to go and at least two messages that comes out with. First message is that the last, before the last exit, what happens? You have the Ali Zayit, Taraf Befiya, right? The Yonah comes, it's got the Ali Zayit. And the Rishonim, the Midrashim, the Gemara, all deal with, where did this Ali Zayit come from? Why did they struggle with that? What's the question? Question is, right? All the trees are gone, right? All the trees are gone. So where did this Ali Zayit come from? So that's where the Gemara and the Midrashim all deal with, did the Mabul actually happen in Eretz Yisrael or not? Right? It's based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, and they learn it differently. They say, don't tell me, the Ramban says, don't tell me that there was some sort of wall that the water didn't come in. But the idea is, and some people, my wife, when I was talking to her over Shabbat, I gave a shir to an open over Shabbat, some of them think that these Ali Zayit was like floating from the water. But that's why some of the Mefarshim say the word is taraf. Taraf means that it's what? It was cut off, meaning it was clear that it wasn't just floating. So what's the message? And that's why Chazal and the Gemara in Erev and Anur Chet and Mabet say that that's specifically a Zayit. Because the Zayit, the message they say is what? Is that right before leaving, the message that Noach was supposed to say is, you should know that right now the Yonah is teaching us the message that all our mizonot or panasa should be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's maror, like either the actual tree itself, that's Tosfot, or others that talk about the actual zayit, that how do you produce the tremendous pure olive oil only through what? Kittisha, through the Yisurin. But the idea is that the message that before you get out, as you should know, you're about to start a new world, make sure you know as much as you think everything was all provided for you in this teva, you should know it's better to have mizonot that are maror from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, poteach et yadecha, umasbi al-chochai ratzon, better than having very nice, good challah from the bakery of whichever bakery you have, of Bnei Adam. And Brooklyn Bakery, it doesn't matter, right? Whichever bakery you have, Zamek, so whichever bakery you have, it's better to be Taluyin HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, very important message. Part of that message is because they're in a cocoon. They're in a thing called Tevat Noach. Now what happens? Right after that, right before they come, what's the first thing that helped me understand this? They come out, and what does Noach see? What does Noach see after this whole Tevat Noach? What does he see? Destruction. So the question is, what is his response? You have a destruction. Now, l'havdil, we don't have destruction now. We do have challenges right now. So you have a lot of tzaras. Okay, so it's not destruction like there, but it's very similar to what Miriam has when she deals with all the Kriyat Yam Suf also. A lot of people died. A lot of people. But here, so what is the response for this destruction? What's the first thing he does? What does he do? Drunk. So that's the wrong answer. And that's an important... I knew people were going to answer that. Right? What's the first thing he does? What does he do? Karbanos. Right? The Torah says, Vayiven Noach. Okay, I'm with you if you want to look at it inside. Quickly, it's important for you to look at a couple of psukim inside with me here. I'm in Perek, right before Perek Tet. Right? Meaning it's split up between the... the oath of the Keshet on right before Perek Tet, Pasuk Chaf. The first thing the Torah tells us that he does, besides obviously leaving, and there are messages of the actual order of, that it's Vayetze Noach Uvanav Yishto. I'm not going to deal with that now, but it's Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Vayikach mikol ha-pasachaf, vayikach mikol ha-beima ha-torah, mikol ha-fator, vayal olot ba-mizbech. This machlok is whether it's olot, also shlamim. But the bottom line is he does what? He brings a korban. What type of korban is it? Some of the mafarshim say it's a korban toda. What type? Why does he have a korban toda? What are the one of the four things that you have to bring? Why do you have to bring korban toda when you're saved from danger of yam? Right, which is what he just was. So on one level, it's a beautiful thing. The first thing he does, he recognizes the good, which makes a lot of sense. Why does it make a lot of sense? You think about it, he had an unbelievable Shabbaton, quote unquote, a spiritual journey in Tevat Noach, where he was responsible. He took care of everybody. Comes out, the first thing he has, he's ready to give a korban. Okay, very nice. Then what happens after that? And Hashem accepts it. Okay? And then if you continue going on, after the whole idea of the Keshet, then starting in Pasuk Yurchet, again it tells us about Noach's family coming out. And then starting Pasuk, if you help me, Pasuk Chaf and Chaf Aleph. I want to focus on these couple of Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Bet very, very quickly. Chaf says what? Vayachal Noach ish ha'adama, vayita karem, vayish minayayin vayishkar, vayitgal betochalo, and he wakes up, he knows what happened, and he says, Arur Kanan, Evet Avadim, etc. Okay, that part's very important also, but I want to now for the message of how we deal with destruction. What does he do first? So it's not so simple. It's Vayachel Noach Ish Adama. What does the word Vayachel mean? Two different interpretations. What does Vayachel mean? What are the two different interpretations? What's Vayachel? I'm happy if you give me one of them. What's Vayachel? Yiddishna Mekka, right? Vayachel, what does it sound like? Yes, yeah, so you can look in your art scroll over there. What does Vayachel mean? What does it sound like? Okay, made himself what?
Bad.
Where does bad come from? What? What word? Chilul or Chulin. That's one way to read this whole story now. One way to read this whole story is he made himself chulin. That's what Rashi says here. Rashi says, asa atzmo chulin. Made himself chulin. And what did he do? And that's where the Midrash talks about that. Our picture of Noach as the tzaddik, now something is, there's a metamorphosis. It might have been he was on a high right when he first came out. But now what? He comes back down to earth on a certain level. He sees the destruction. And what happens? He becomes an ish adama. And as a result of that, vayita karim, this is what people say. And then what happens? Vayesh mina yayin vayishkar. What happens? He gets plastered. And vayidgal betochalo, the word vayidgal would mean here galui, from he reveals himself in hitpael. And then as a result of that, Cham sees ervat aviv, and it's bad news. There's a whole, what we would almost contemporaries, like he flips out and then flips, you know, like, holy cow. Let's talk a little bit a different shot. Vayachal also can mean that he's Vayachal is a whole new beginning. Vayachal is a new beginning. Olam chesed yibana, a whole new beginning. Noach sees now he's an ish adama like Adam Harishon. He now says there's a new world, right? There's a new world, and therefore, what does he have to do? He has to plant. And what does he have to plant? What does he do? What does he do? He's going to be a vineyard. Why? Who is he following? Adam Harishon. Just like one of the deos in the Gemara. Some say it's a chita. Some say teina. One opinion says, what was it? It was the gefen. So on one level he's saying, but the other extreme of the first shot, which I said, is he's what? I have to rebuild Gan Eden. We're going back to Gan Eden. Now on one level that sounds beautiful. But then, what happens then? Why then is it Vayesh mina yayin vayishkar vayidgal betochalo? What's going on? What goes wrong? That he's now drinking from the wine and becomes shikor vayidgal betochalo. So, what I'd like to propose to you is that maybe it's a mixture of these two perushim. that maybe he wasn't just a person who, because what's the first shot that he became chulin? It's not just Tommy became chulin, that he just lost it and it wasn't dati anymore, to use our contemporary terms. What's the idea? The idea is there's a tremendous amount of pain. He sees this world. I don't know if it's guilt feelings that he feels responsible. That I'm not sure. That could be my own analysis. But he sees a tremendous amount of pain. So on one level, what do you do? What do you do? The Gemara talks about in Ta'anit and Daf Yud Gimel talks about that the function of wine at times is what? It is not only to lose yourself. We'll see that in a second. But it's also to mitigate pain. Some people drink wine because it takes away, it lessens the sting of the pain that you have. So that's one interpretation. He made himself chulin, but that he was trying to mitigate the pain. That copes better medically, helping you cope better. All about same idea. But what is the other pshat? The other pshat we said is that what? And I want to combine the two. What is he trying to do? So on one level, it's a beautiful thing. He's trying to rebuild the world. He's saying, it's a new world. I want to be like other Marishim. And he makes a mistake. But what's his mistake? His mistake might be that what's he trying to do?
Like Adam,
not only that he's being like Adam by messed up, but what is he doing? He's saying, I'm going to go back to what? I'm going to go back to the world that Hashem created. And what's he ignoring? He's ignoring that there's generations now that what? That have happened. Asara Dorot. Right, and therefore what? There was just a korban, meaning you can't go back to there. You can't ignore the what? A lot of times when you drink, what do people drink for? They want to what? To forget and ignore what? That pain that just happened. Ignore that experience that just happened. They try to forget about it. Not only forget about it, they tune out and they say this is not the real reality right now. People get drunk, this temporary bliss, this temporary, because, and they're not being able to be mutzav artsa. They can't deal with that pain. So therefore, what's one way to do it? Say the pain doesn't happen, let me go back to the Gan Eden. So on one level, it's a beautiful thing, let me start a new world. But there's a big problem here. The problem is you can't ignore the pain that's right there in order to learn from it. Possibly, the message then, that when the pasuk then continues, it says, "Vayikach Shem vayefet et hasimla, vayesimo Hashem shnehem." Chazal tell us that what happened? What were they rewarded with? As a result of them covering up the nakedness of their father, what was the reward? Do you know the Rashi there? Rashi, you have it in front of you. What was the Rashi? Okay, open up the Rashi in front of you. There was tzitzis. Since shame was mit ametz, shame got tzitzis. And what did Yefet get? Yefet got beit hakvarot. Okay, it says Beit HaKvarot, right? You have it in front of you? You have it in front of you? Let me just read it. You have it over there? Loud. Read it. Zachar L'Kvur L'Vanav. Is it just Stam? Because it's not just Stam that these mitzvot happen this way. I think that the message of those two, one could say, is exactly this. Which is, on one level, when you come to be able to be mitapel and his father's in pain, you need quote unquote the Beit Kvaros. What does Beit Kvaros mean? You gotta be in pain. Beit Kvaros is like on a certain level. When people go to Beit Kvaros, it smacks them in the face. It smacks you in the face that you can't what? You can't go and hide from it, but you gotta deal with the pain. You gotta deal with the pain, you can't get drunk. And the other piece is what? You can't then let the pain control you. You have to cry. You have to deal with the pain. But then what is the other message? Make sure to have the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis, at least on one level, is representative of what? Uri'item oto, uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, va'asitem otam. What is the message? The message is, you then got to move on. Then you got to take that pain. Don't go and try to rewrite history that there wasn't saros. No, you have the base kvaros. You have to go and there's pain there. Well, what else is there? You have then have the mitzvah of tzitzit. You have to what? Move on. You have to learn from that. And I think that's the message of from Noach also. The first part is that we're not B'nai Noach. You have to work at it, and it's painful, and you have to believe in yourself. But the believing in yourself knows it's not just, ooh, believe in yourself. It's believe in yourself and know that events that are happening to you right now, you have to learn from it. And that's why Rav Shimshon Falher says the first time, it says, that Noah, it says Noah was ben sheish mi'ot shana. It's the first time in the Torah it says the word ben. He was ben, it's not ben the father of Noah. He's ben sheish mi'ot shana because every experience that's happening to you right now has to build you. Has to have an impact on you. And therefore what? That is the message here. The message is, understand there was tragedy here. And you can't be desensitized to it. You can't, just like you were in the Poland, you have to know that this was real. And you have to cry. And the people who went to Poland now cry. Even if the people that were not the quote-unquote the emotional types. And you have to be there and it smacks you in the face. But at the same time, you have to be able to learn from that as a religious person and say, now I'm going to build myself from there to be mitzkadim, to continue building, to know, to have the mitzvah of tzitzis to go and continue building that. That is a response to tragedy. Kishem shemavorchin ala tova, kach mevorchin ala ra. That's what the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Brachot, Mishnah Hay says. Rav Soloveitchik says, what? Kishem, just like the same enthusiasm? Are you crazy? Of course not. The pshat is no. Just like when you have a tova, you say Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem means, in the real sense, is that I recognize that God is the source of all the good things that happen to me. So too, when bad things happen, you have Shem Shemavorch HaTovakach Mevorch HaRa. I recognize that God is the source. It's not just anarchy that I'm going to go get drunk and therefore totally ignore the happening. No, I'm a human. I must cry. I need to be at the Beis HaKvaros. But at the same time, I have that bracha to be able to take the mitzvah tzitzis and move ahead. Okay, we will huddle back after the kents.